BBC Listen.
Gardening Australia Junior.
Hi, Costa.
Millie, Xavier, there's someone here I'd like you to meet.
This must be the amazing Gardening Australia Junior crew. Hi, I'm Nidge.
Dr. Nidge.
I know your voice. You're a scientist.
Oh, yeah. We've heard you on the Imagine This podcast.
Yeah, that's me. I also love growing things in my veggie patch. I think of gardening like one big ongoing science experiment.
That's why I invited Nidge to join us today. I wanted to show him this scientific masterpiece that's going to help our gardens grow. Ta-da!
Oh, cool.
What is it?
It looks just like a bucket.
It is a bucket. And inside, it's a worm farm.
I don't remember old MacDonald having any worms.
Look, gardeners farm worms in tubs, buckets and boxes with layers of food scraps and soil inside because worms are great for gardens.
How come?
Ah, good question. Nidge, can you help us find out why worms are so good for our gardens?
Sure. Sometimes on Imagine This, we use our imaginations to shrink ourselves to see things better up close. We could imagine ourselves as worm-sized.
I have another idea.
Is that compost in your pocket?
Classic Costa.
A sprinkle here, a sprinkle there, makes the real world disappear. All it touches will grow tall, and you will see so very small.
Whoa!
I think my imagination's playing tricks on me.
Me too. The worm farm is growing.
And growing.
And growing.
The bucket's the size of a skyscraper now.
I can't even see the top of it from down here.
My compost is magic.
That's not a very scientific explanation, but let's roll with it.
Well, it makes everything super-sized.
Everything except for us.
I can see that.
Don't worry. It wears off after a few minutes. In the meantime, we can explore this worm farm. Let me just see who's home. Someone should pop their head out of this hole in the bucket any second now.
Ah! Is that an anaconda?
It's too big for an anaconda. It's a titanoboa.
I thought this was Gardening Australia Junior, not Dino Dome.
This isn't a snake. This is an enormous earthworm.
Whoa. Hey there, Emma.
Emma?
I named her. She looks like an Emma to me.
Emma, can we come in?
Uh-oh. She's wriggling out of her bucket towards us.
Aha. She wants to give us a ride.
So that's why worms have saddles.
Huh?
This lumpy bit near the head. Some people call it a saddle or a collar.
They also have reins.
Really?
Well, kinda. See these wispy things growing out of Emma's skin?
Is it hair?
Yep. Now, gently grab onto a strand and use it to pull yourself up.
Like this?
That's it, Xavier.
I'm up.
Me too.
That leaves me. I'm on. Now, wriggle away, Emma.
Whoa!
Hold on to her hairs.
Are we upside down?
Not quite. We're vertical.
Emma's taking us up the side of the bucket. We'll be able to enter the worm farm from the top.
Shouldn't gravity be pulling us down, Nidge?
That's a great question. But worms can climb walls without falling. See how Emma's body is moving like a wave?
Yeah.
She's squeezing her muscles together to push herself forward. And the hair on her body is also helping her grip the side of the bucket.
Don't forget her mucus.
Her what?
Look behind you.
Ew! It's like a river of slime.
Yep. Emma pushes it out of her body to help her slide along.
And it works. We've reached the top of the bucket.
Is that a humongous lettuce leaf?
And an enormous eggshell?
Sure is. I put these food scraps in the worm farm to feed Emma. Watch.
Whoa.
I didn't even know that Emma had a mouth.
It's tiny. Well, when she's regular sized, you wouldn't be able to see it.
But no teeth.
What?
She grinds food inside her stomach.
Ah! There's dirt underneath the lettuce, and Emma is diving into it.
Hang on tight. Emma's a burrowing worm.
How will we breathe underground?
We'll be okay. Emma's burrows are like tunnels. She's creating space as she moves through the soil.
And she's eating some of it too. I guess the grit from the dirt helps her grind the food scraps in her tummy.
You got it, Dr. Nidge.
It's dark down here.
And kind of damp.
Just how Emma likes it. Moisture helps worms breathe. They don't have lungs like us, but they absorb oxygen through their skin and they need to stay wet to do that.
We're turning a corner.
Whoa!
It's like we're on a roller coaster going through a tunnel.
Emma is an excellent burrower.
Ah, so this must be one reason worms are so good for the garden. These tunnels let air and water into the ground, and that keeps the soil healthy.
Spot on, Doctor. But that's not the only reason worms are good for the garden.
It's dark down here.
Where are we now?
The scraps have disappeared.
Costa, is this what I think it is?
Worm poo. Yep. Isn't it beautiful?
Ew!
Not ooh. Oh, this stuff is gold for the garden. And it doesn't even smell.
Yeah, you're right. It smells pretty good, actually.
We call worm poo castings. And when you add them to soil, it becomes super soil.
And soil that's full of nutrients helps plants to grow bigger and stronger.
Yep. So there are three reasons worms like Emma are good for the garden.
They eat scraps.
That's one.
They make burrows and let air and water into the soil.
That's two.
And their poo is full of good stuff that helps the garden grow.
That's three.
Uh-oh. Are the tunnels getting narrower?
And is Emma shrinking?
Costa, I think your compost is wearing off.
The sides of the bucket are closing in on us.
Quick, there are holes in the bottom. Follow me.
Run!
Bye, Emma!
Hurry, Nidge!
Phew.
I think I swallowed some dirt.
Maybe it's worm castings.
Ah! That's not the magic ingredient in your compost, is it, Costa?
I'll never tell.
Costa, why did the bucket have holes in it?
Ah, they're essential if you want to turn a bucket into a worm farm.
Can we do that?
Sure thing. Dr. Nidge can be my assistant.
I've got a bucket right here.
Great. Now, you're a grown-up, so you can do this, Nidge. We need about 10 holes in the bottom of the bucket, and the holes need to be about the size of a 10-cent coin.
OK, I might use a drill.
That's why the hole-making is a job for a grown-up. And we need about the same number of holes in the side of the bucket.
Roger.
So, why does the bucket need all the holes in it?
Well, they let the air and moisture into the bucket to help the worms breathe, but they also let the worm castings out so we can use them in the garden.
Holes are done. What's next?
We need another hole, but a different kind. We need to dig a hole in the garden.
Here's a shovel, Nidge.
Thanks, Millie. How deep do you want this hole, Costa?
As deep as the bucket.
Got it. Gardening Australia Junior's a bit more work than imagine this.
Then we put the bucket into the hole and fill it with delicious food and plant scraps. But make sure you have a mixture of wet and dry stuff.
Like wet, mushy salad leaves?
And dry straw and shredded paper?
Exactly. And sprinkle a bit of soil over the scraps as you layer them in.
To help with the grinding in the worms' tummies.
Good memory, Nidge. But you also want to add water to the worm farm because you've got to keep it moist.
To help the worms breathe.
And make mucus.
Yep. Then you put the lid on the bucket to keep out pests. And finally, cover it with mulch, like leaves or grass clippings or wood chips.
I think we're all done, Costa.
Great gardening, Dr. Nidge, and all that's left is to add more scraps and water every couple of weeks. And the worms who move in will be happy as Larry.
Who's Larry? I named her Emma, remember?
That's right.
Thanks for visiting, Dr. Nidge.
Maybe we can visit you on Imagine This.
Oh, please do. We answer lots of science questions, and some of them are also about gardening. like how are seeds made and why do leaves fall off trees? I'd also like to know the answer to what's in Costa's compost.
Not happening.
Nice try, Dr. Nedge.
I will not be sharing my magic compost recipe. Please do not sprinkle any compost, magic or not, on anything except soil. In fact, don't sprinkle compost anywhere without the help of a grown-up. You never know what magic might happen. If you like the Gardening Australia Junior podcast, make sure you check out the TV show too. You'll find us on ABC iView.